This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Earl Power Murphy and Natalia Villanueva. They're here to talk about the Ukaizine launch event presented by Yaku Peoria. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Yaku Peoria. The organization has been around actually for a few years now, but just set the stage for the organization and then we can talk about the magazine.
Well, together we bought the Hale Memorial Church about 5 years ago. And when we got into that project, we realized what a large endeavor that it was. And it was something that was larger than something that just the two of us could handle. So we created the nonprofit Yaku with the intention of restoring the building. That's part one of our mission. And part two is creating an international cultural institution that is based in visual and performing arts.
And you've already had a decent response from the international community. There's a lot of people out there that already know about what you're doing.
It was actually thanks to, because I was traveling with my own work, introducing and talking about this beautiful building and coming to Peoria so many times. It was in response to these artists who were very impressed by the project that the idea of making them come here was born. It was how can we respond to these beautiful, incredible minds who can't believe how amazing is this project. So that it was a response to them, actually, and it was a connection, a perfect connection between a cultural approach that wanted to come, was curious of the city and our project, and the restoration of the building.
And can you talk a little bit about how the magazine fits into this larger objective for Yaku, and talk a little bit about the magazine itself? I mean, how does it differ from other publications that we might find here in Peoria?
Well, it ties in that it works for the second part of our mission, which is creating an international community of arts and culture that is based here in Peoria. We needed a tool to introduce people to our vision, as the building is not ready yet to be showcasing the art and the artworks and the artists from around the world yet. We needed something that we could introduce in a more immediate future. So it was envisioned that we had a magazine, a publication that would celebrate and share with people in the local community all the creative potential that is on its way to Peoria. So the magazine is a tool to just share a glimpse of the creative minds that are from throughout Europe and in South America and Asia who want to come to Peoria. So while we can't bring them here yet, this is a tool to show people what is coming.
We are followers, actually, of all the efforts in Peoria for the kind of connection with the culture, and there is a immense bloom, actually, of artists and creative minds in Peoria. And most of the magazines, newspapers, and journalists were very intrigued, interested, and very focused on making this evolve, grow, and share it with their own town, actually, is mainly to develop and grow the knowledge, actually, of what is going on in the city. The magazine will have an international vision of approaches, artistic approaches that are different than the ones, not different, just more options actually to approaches of the arts that we can introduce to Peoria. And in response to it, we will have a celebration of the culture, not only about the artistic part of Peoria, but mainly the whole culture, the whole city, the places to go to, the places, the people to meet. And because the artists, when they will come here, the first thing they will come and visit is actually the art parts or the art magazine that is happening in Peoria to discover what is going on artistically. So what is going on, the magazines that are developed now or any publications that are artistic or creative related will be a tool for the artists when they will come here actually to discover what is going on artistically here in Peoria.
One of the things that I really appreciate about your mission and vision is that you're shining an international spotlight right here on Peoria and developing this portal that connects not only Peoria to international artists, but international artists right here back to Peoria. Could you give us maybe a look ahead 5 years from now? What do you hope for Yaku to be accomplishing in that vein?
We'd like to be able to offer opportunities for people to come to visit Peoria with arts and creativity in mind. That is creating residencies so that someone can really come and spend time in Peoria, getting to know the community and really saturating themselves with the beautiful things that we have here and be inspired by that. So taking their understanding of the arts and putting it and creating it through the kind of Central Illinois Midwestern lens. But also we'd like to have opportunities to showcase in kind of a very condensed form beautiful treasures and people that we find from around the world. So having, you know, small art festivals within the church, that is, you know, 3 to 5 days of big events, of giant installations and colors and sounds and colors that you might not find around here. That's one of the things that we're really searching for. We've both creating the magazine and the events we're looking for in the future is really studying the culture that exists here and having a strong understanding of what the kind of cultural spectrum is like and finding a way for ourselves to create tools that complement what's already here and enhancing the beauty that is natural here and finding a way to have it shine brighter or to give more strength to it.
We want the building to be a bridge, just a bridge between the outside and the inside. The building will be just a place for, in 5 years, ideally we want to have a line of people outside just waiting to come in and have artists come into Peoria to stay for 2 months, 3 months, because they don't all are from the U.S. They come, they stay, they can't, their visa doesn't allow them to stay for so long, so they have to go back home. And then they remember, and we become a beautiful souvenir that they will never forget. And when you are in Paris having a dinner with friends and you say, who went to Peoria? You have a line of people saying, you know, me, did you like it? And they loved it. So that's we want to become that sensation that they will never forget, and they just are willing to come back again because the building will bring that to them again.
Given that your ambitions both have a local and regional component and an international component, it would seem that there might be an advantage if the zine exists not only in a print form that distributes here in central Illinois, but if it also has like an online life as well that has a wider reach. I'm assuming that's part of your plan as well?
Yep, very much so. We're excited for the print version because it just feels good to hold something in your hands.
Right.
But we also understand the logistics of shipping and printing things all around the world. So we'll certainly have an online version, which will be just a different experience with the same content, but just as one would find on the internet, a different kind of viewing and consuming experience.
It will not be a constantly adding experience. It will be as it would have the same lifestyle as the printed magazine. It will come out each time at the same time, and you will have the same, not the same necessarily articles, but it will be, as he was saying, a different experience. But mainly for, we have many artists who are eager to see this happening, so we need to reach out to them, and I don't think they will be willing to wait 10 more days after the launching of the printed magazine.
And can you tell us just a little bit about the launch event itself?
Well, the launch event, the doors open at 7 o'clock. It's at Studios on Sheridan, which is the Sunbeam building at the corner of Main and Sheridan. And at 7 o'clock, people are welcome to come in. We won't be giving out the magazines right away. The magazine is included with the cost of entry, which is $12 if you buy ahead of time, or $15 at the door. You can access that through our Facebook page at Yaku Peoria or through our website, which is just yakupeoria.org. At the event, there'll be a few minutes of just kind of mingling and enjoying each other's company. And then at 7:30, we'll be doing some introductions. We'll talk a little bit about the magazine, the people who helped create it, where we're going with it. And then at that point, we'll start distributing the magazines with the people who are there. There'll be an ongoing silent auction. We've had a lot of local photographers who contributed work into the magazine, and we'll be creating some larger framed prints for that, and those will be auctioned off in a silent auction. There'll be mocktails and snacks, which we will all kind of collectively put together and share. And there'll be also music produced. We have some live record spinning, so there should be great music and good company throughout the course of the night.
We've been talking with Earl Power Murphy and Natalia Villanueva from Yaku. They joined us to talk about the release of their new Ukazine. They're hosting a release party next Saturday night, October 15th at 7 at the Studios on Sheridan on Sheridan Road in Peoria. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
This weekend, you can also continue to see Adam Pirschbacher's Building Space exhibit at the Contemporary Arts Center Preston Jackson Gallery. A professional graphic designer by day and a cartoonist at heart, Springfield's Pirschbacher constructs vibrant geometric abstractions. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.